Cynthia Massey, Cynthia Massey, Massey, 9/29/36. This is a 89-year-old woman, married 37 years to Mr. Massey, who's 95 years old and considered her primary caregiver, period. There's also a daughter with scoliosis and lots of medical problems who's trying to help her dad take care of her mom, but she had a fall yesterday and is in terrible shape, period. She's never been a heavy smoker or drinker, period. She was a secretary of her husband's company. They owned a realtor company for over 20 years. She has two children. One has passed away, period. In the paragraph, she'd had a history of breast cancer in the past, also has had back surgery and breast cancer surgery in the past, period. Currently, she's bedbound for the past 3 years. In the past 4 to 6 weeks, she's not talking. She eats very little, maybe 10% of her food. It must be pureed. She has a history of Alzheimer's dementia. The family has requested further care or further help at home. Patient has a home health nurse and aides, but they need more help, and she's no longer able to get to her doctor's office and need her medications refilled. Allergy none. Medication includes Prevacid, Haldol, Exelon, and Namenda. Period. She's not eating. She's lost tremendous amount of weight. She probably weighs 60 pounds or less. Her husband gets up every 2 hours in the middle of the night at age 95 to turn her, so she does not have any decubitus ulcer, but it's just a matter of time because she has severe protein calorie malnutrition and most likely will develop those before she dies, period. In the paragraph, she's not talking. She has no PEG tube in place. The family does not want a PEG tube. She has a diaper in place. She has very little urine output because she's not eating, of course, and not taking any medication. She has contractures about the upper and lower extremities. She appears very thin. She has a stare looking at the ceiling, which doesn't respond to deep stimuli or pain at this time either, period. Family history, husband thinks mom and dad died of old age. Social as above, meds reviewed. On exam, blood pressure is 87 over 68, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, oxygen sat is 90. Heart pulses, one pulses, two distant heart sounds, lungs, shallow, very shallow breath sounds, abdomen, scaphoid, neck shows no lymphadenopathy, skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is deathly dry, period. In the paragraph here, we have an 89-year-old woman who's declined tremendously in the past 3 years, especially in the past 4 to 6 weeks, period. In the paragraph, she's now bedbound. She's totally and completely she's no longer able to respond. She eats very little, maybe 10%, but less, and it's declining every day. She's volume depleted. She has low blood pressure, borderline hypoxemia, and tachycardia, period. She's bowel and bladder incontinent, total ADL dependent. Her husband, who's 95 years old, is her primary caregiver, who wakes up every morning and turns her beloved wife. She has a KPS score of 30%. Her FAST is at 7F as in Frank. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.